12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for showers with a high of 62. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Highway 45 near Kuntz Cemetery south of Fairfield was closed this morning after a head-on collision between two semis at approximately 9:30. Several emergency responders were on scene, including state police, Wayne County deputies, the Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District, and Wayne County EMS. Officials were unable to comment this morning as to the cause of the accident, though one person was airlifted from the airport. No other injuries were reported. Police also say a Frontier communications pole was damaged, and it was expected to be repaired early this afternoon. The Wayne City Fire Protection District has been called to several fires in the past day. The district responded to a field and combine fire yesterday southwest of Keynes. It says the combine was a total loss, and roughly 3 acres of standing beans, 40 acres of cut-over field, an old barn, and several fence rows were also caught in the blaze due to high winds. Firemen responded to the scene at roughly 1 p.m., and Bluford, Dahlgren, and Jefferson Fire provided mutual aid. Firemen were on scene until 6 p.m. David Boyles, the owner of the combine, would like to thank those who responded to help fight the fire, including neighboring farmers who also assisted. While battling the combine and field fire, a second, smaller fire was reported on Highway 15 east of Sims. The Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District provided mutual aid on the second fire, shortly before 2 o'clock, and they were on scene for 15 to 20 minutes. This morning, before 7 o'clock, Wayne City firemen were called to another field on fire by the Oral Township building, and they were reportedly on scene for roughly 1 hour. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Boy, aren't we in some crazy times. Freezers are mostly impossible to find, as are a host of other things. We are still here to serve you in whatever capacity we can. Should your freezer go down, we'll be glad to try to help you with repairs if possible. Hopefully things will straighten out soon so we can get back to some form of sanity. Don't think we knew how great normal was. Thanks for your continued business, folks. We appreciate it. Call Gill Sales and Service at 847-7066 if we can be of assistance.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.87 a pound. USDA Choice Beef Chuck Roast, $3.99 a pound. Value Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.47 a pound. And an 8-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.49. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
In other news, the City of Fairfield will conduct a citywide cleanup on Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Street and Bridge Department at 908 East King Street. The service is for residents of the City of Fairfield only, and a utility bill stub and driver's license will be required to dispose of material. Commercial contractors will not be allowed, as it will be a residential cleanup only. Dumpsters will be available for general waste, tires, metal, and appliances. Several items will not be accepted, including construction or remodel debris, electronics, liquid paint, batteries, and items considered hazardous waste. Light truck tires can be disposed of for $3 each, passenger car tires for $2 each, and bicycle and ATV tires for $1 each. Residents should line up on East King Street, and they will be required to unload their own items, though city personnel will be available to assist with heavy materials as needed. Any questions or concerns may be directed to City Hall at 842-2294. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson is expected to give updates on the district's TIF and COVID-19 situations in her report, and the board will approve several board policies as a matter of old business. The agenda calls for 3 items of new business to be discussed. Next month's board meeting is expected to be moved to November 16th, and the board will also discuss summative designations and first semester exams. It's scheduled to enter executive session for the purposes of personnel discussion before adjourning for the night. The North Breezeway door will be open for public entrance, and anyone attending should park in front of the school and enter via door 2. A Sangamon County Circuit judge is weighing whether or not to dismiss lawsuits challenging Governor Pritzker's use of emergency powers during the COVID-19 pandemic. The suits in question include Representative Darren Bailey's, which was originally filed in Clay County Circuit Court in April. Bailey's case and several others around the state were eventually consolidated into one case in Sangamon County. In a hearing yesterday, an argument was made to dismiss the case because of broad authority granted by the state's Emergency Management Act. Assistant Attorney General Darren Kincaid argued an individual county's number of cases or deaths was legally irrelevant, as the law allows for the widespread declaration of a public health emergency. Bailey's attorney, Tom DeVore, argued the lawsuits should proceed to allow plaintiffs to conduct depositions and gather evidence to prove their case. The judge gave attorneys on both sides a deadline of October 23rd to submit proposed orders, and she said one would be used as the basis for the case's final order. According to a Facebook post, Edwards County Schools have been notified of a positive COVID-19 case at ECHS. ECHS will learn remotely today so contact tracing can be conducted, but Albion and West Salem grade schools will attend school normally. Fairfield Community High School was also notified of an individual who has tested positive for COVID-19. The person is recovering at home in isolation. Individuals considered close contacts with the person will be notified by the Wayne County Health Department. FCHS says it will continue to monitor the situation and will notify employees, parents, and students if conditions change. Due to the increasing number of COVID-19 patients being treated and in the interest of public safety, Fairfield Memorial Hospital says it will close its cafeteria to the public until further notice starting today. Meal service will still be available to FMH patients and staff, as well as visitors. The hospital's Meals on Wheels program, which provides meals to people in Fairfield with special diets ordered by their medical provider, will continue to deliver. The hospital thanks the public for its cooperation and understanding as it takes the precautionary measure. The Wayne County Health Department announced 14 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Two male teens, a female in her 20s, a male in his 20s, female in her 30s, female in her 40s, two females in their 50s, two males in their 50s, a male in his 60s, two males in their 70s, and a female in her 80s. The county had 405 total cases. Six people were hospitalized, 82 were in isolation, 308 had recovered, and 9 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Edwards County announced 14 cases from October 1st through the 13th. It had 90 total cases, and 8 were in isolation. The Edwards County Health Office also said anyone who visited the Christopher Rural Health Community Center in Albion between the 5th and 14th could have been exposed to a confirmed case of the virus. Anyone experiencing symptoms should call the office at 445-2615 or the Wabash County Health Department at 878-8018. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,862 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 49 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 327,605 cases and 9,074 deaths. Hamilton County added 8 cases and sat at 106 total. One person was hospitalized, 15 were isolating at home, 88 had recovered, and 2 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Marion County added 8 cases to reach 770, and it also reported 2 deaths, bringing its total to 10. Jefferson County added 6 cases and reported 1 death from a long-term care facility resident. It had 832 total cases and 40 deaths. Clay County added 5 cases and said 2 COVID-positive patients had died. The IDPH is investigating 4 deaths in the county. Wabash County announced 2 new cases to reach 202 overall, and 1 person was hospitalized. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for October 7th through the 13th was 4.6%. The southern region saw its rate dip to 7.7% on the 11th, compared to 8% on the 10th. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasier is warning the public about various scams circulating the area. He says he has received several calls regarding scams, which he then refers to the Federal Trade Commission to help them piece together information. He also says most scams don't come from a local source.
Majority of these are all overseas. You know, Nigeria, if you think about it, you know, they're fishing for phone calls. If they get one person for $1,000, that's a pretty good day. And you can always tell, I always, you know, phone number, I'll answer it. And then you have that pause delay. That means the computer's telling them that somebody picked up because the computer's dialing it. If you get that long delay, just hang it up.
Appearing on the Community Connection today, Chief Colclasure says his department has also had a grant reinstated.
Our ADA grant was reinstated by the state, so I can get the lobby handicap accessible, the bathrooms handicap accessible. So in the near future, we're going to have to find something to do while they widen doorways in the building. So we are in the planning stages of probably having a mobile unit move in so we can answer our calls without disruption. But rest assured, we'll come up with a solution. We'll always be there to answer the phone call.
He says the department applied for the grant in 2012. It was issued in 2014, and it was then suspended before being reinstated this year. Dry weather continues to be the norm for much of Illinois this month, and that has helped aid harvest, says Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks.
Very light precipitation across most of the Midwest coming up this week and into the weekend. We did have some rain, especially across the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest the past 48 hours, but looking at amounts in Illinois, most of them are quite light, and really only a couple of light precipitation chances coming up across the state into the weekend. Very changeable temperatures every few days. It looks like potentially some freezing temperatures across the state again about Friday morning as the next cool air mass comes in. Kind of on the opposite side of that, though, the dry weather has become some of a concern in parts of the central and southern Midwest, and also in the plain states where the winter wheat is grown. Some of those locations really need some moisture to increase the topsoil moisture for that new winter wheat crop. When you look at the bigger picture, starting late this week and carry it out toward the end of October, I think the cool trend is going to become more prominent, especially in the northern and western Midwest.
Hicks says the Ohio Valley could have above-average temperatures, and a more active weather pattern could be on the horizon in the coming days, slowing harvest but benefiting winter wheat. With only hours left until the deadline, Governor J.B. Pritzker is making a final push for Illinoisans to fill out the 2020 census. Kim Howard reports.
The census is ending, but it's more important than ever to be counted, says Governor J.B. Pritzker. He says he's disappointed in the most recent court ruling bumping up the deadline.
In normal times, the census is a monumental undertaking, and the pandemic has brought countless new challenges. The consequences of this decision will reverberate for at least the next 10 years. The time to fill it out, if you haven't already, is right now. The time to encourage your friends and neighbors to get counted is right now. It takes less than 10 minutes. Make your voice heard by getting counted.
Pritzker says an accurate count is vital to ensuring Illinois gets its share of federal money and for representation in Congress. Visit my2020census.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Secretary of State Jesse White has announced a new email service is available to members of the public who need information on reinstating driving privileges, obtaining driving relief, or scheduling an administrative hearing. Individuals with a driver's license suspension or revocation or any other loss of driving privileges can send an email to adminhearings@ilsos.gov. White says the service is intended to accommodate the public and help them avoid lines at driver services facilities. Once an email is received by his office, a response will be sent within 3 days. It will include whether a hearing is necessary, the type of hearing needed, and documents that may be required. Administrative hearings will be held in person, and more information on the new service can be found at cyberdriveillinois.com. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Graver Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graver Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graver Post Buildings, at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graverpost.com.
Champion Labs is expanding and looking to fill a variety of positions at its facility in Albion. If you are interested in driving a forklift or operating and setting up machinery or tending an automated assembly operation or other types of work, they may have the perfect spot for you at Champ. Benefits at Champ include medical, dental, vision, critical illness, accident, and life insurance, plus paid holidays and vacation to support you and your family. Come join the team at Champ. For over 65 years, folks have found a great job with the opportunity to personally grow and advance. Apply in person at Champ or visit champlabs.com. Champion Labs in Albion is an equal opportunity employer.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 55. We have received 0.05 of an inch of rain so far today. And it's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,412, down 101 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,612, down 156. November crude oil, it's at $40.48. That is down 56 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Fairfield resident Nita Carolyn Nail Seaman died on Wednesday. Nita Nail Seaman is survived by her husband, Tom, daughters Tracy Withrow and Carol Vaughn, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services for Nita Nail Seaman will be held at noon on Friday, tomorrow, at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 to service time. Memorials may be made to Wabash Christian Village or Hospice of Southern Illinois. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Jackie Dale Williams died on Wednesday. Jackie Williams is survived by 2 children, 6 grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren. Services with military rites for Jackie Williams will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Cisney Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10:30 to service time. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association or the American Heart Association. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 49-year-old Reinerd resident Marcella Beth Pittman died on October 1st. Marcella Pittman is survived by 1 son, mother Candace Walker, father Edwin Pittman, and 1 brother. Per Marcella Pittman's wishes, cremation has been provided, and no formal services are to be held at this time. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Wayne City resident Fonda Joy Weidel died on Monday. Fonda Weidel is survived by her husband Gary, children Leslie Hicks, Tamar Riley, and Landon Withrow, 12 grandchildren, siblings Reva Smith and Dwayne Miller, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Fonda Weidel will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at Thomason Cemetery, with interment to follow. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Blueford Church of God. Memorials may be made to Flights for Christ. Huey Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 90-year-old Louisville resident Eugene Carl Eck died on Monday. Eugene Eck is survived by his wife, Betty, children Rhonda, Elaine, Eugene, and Beulah, and 4 grandsons. Services for Eugene Eck will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Faith Lutheran Church in Flora. Visitation will be from 9 to service time. Interment will be in Flora Garden of Memories Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the church or Clay County Hospice. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 101-year-old Wayne City resident Irene Ferguson died on Monday. Irene Ferguson is survived by daughters Roseanne Angle and Audrey Miles, 4 grandchildren, 2 siblings, 6 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Irene Ferguson will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Thomason Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the cemetery or Arrington Prairie Church. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 93-year-old Grayville resident Dorothy May Cowling died on Monday. Dorothy Cowling is survived by her son, Raymond, three grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. Services for Dorothy Cowling will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Oak Grove Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Grayville Senior Citizen Center. 82-year-old Wayne City resident Larry Cecil Smith died on Tuesday. Larry Smith is survived by his wife, Sharon, daughters Sandra Holloman and Kelly Brashear, brother Alan Smith, five grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. Services for Larry Smith will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Thomason Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society. Young Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
In the upcoming election, the first question will be if you want to amend the Illinois Constitution to change the state's income tax. Some want us to believe we are voting on just raising taxes on the wealthy, but that's not true. We are voting on whether to end the flat rate and empower politicians to design income tax rates as they see fit. We should all be voting no, because it empowers the politicians in Springfield to set income tax rates the way they want to change the rates on whomever and however they see fit. Vote no. Paid for by No Progressive Tax, Illinois Farm Bureau.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Thursday's at Taco Tierra, shredded pork tacos or shredded pork nachos. Delicious shredded pork on a flour tortilla with cheese, lettuce, and your choice of sauce. Don't forget to add sour cream. You'll love it. Thursday will be your new favorite day at Taco Tierra. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.5 forecast for today, a 90% chance for showers and a high today of 62. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 30 and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 62. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 68 and low of 50. Scattered showers are possible on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 62 with a low of 40, and then scattered showers are possible on Monday. Monday will have a high of 58 with a low of 48.